Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Mud at Night on WEEI.
Andy Dalton could possibly go to New England and win.
Jarrett Stidham. They are really intrigued to see what he can do.
New England should sign Andy Dalton, no question.
I think Andy Dalton is better than anything they have on their team currently.
I am all in on Stid the Kid.
The Mutt Man.
They're not tanking. Seriously, can we stop it? It's enough. It's not going to happen.
We will always be trying to win games and always trying to put ourselves in the position to, you know, just be a better football team.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Tonight for a wellness check to start the show. Tonight's a wellness check night for the Mutt at Night audience. We'll take phone calls here in this first segment, 617-779-7937. You can also jump in on Twitter at MuttWEEI. This is, it's a good day for the state. A good day for the state of Massachusetts. And if you listen to the COVID-19 updates over the course of the morning and afternoon, Danielle Muir does an excellent job with the updates beginning at 6 a.m. We rolled them all the way till 6 p.m. and try to give you an idea of what's going on here in the state. And today was a good day. Positive test rate went down to 15%, almost 14,000 tests reported, hospitalizations down for a fourth straight day, and down bigly today, down almost 100 hospitalizations. So there is some good news today, and I'm hoping you guys have some good news out there as well. I want to know how you're doing, how you're dealing with this right now, what's going on in your life, and what's going on with the effect of COVID-19 with you at 617-779-7937 and on Twitter at MuttWEEI. It's been about a month since we did this. We did this out just a couple of weeks after things got going here, and it just feels like one of those nights, and I admit it's a little bit selfish from my standpoint because this should be a big night. This should be a big night. It's the first Friday in May, which means we're on the eve of the first Saturday in May, and that's the Kentucky Derby, and there'll be no Kentucky Derby run tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Kentucky. They are postponing that until they say the first Saturday in September. It feels like that could happen at this point. There was some positive movement yesterday as Churchill Downs announced they're going to reopen for training on May 11th and racing on May 16th. But it's not official. And, you know, I get it. There are, for everybody out there, right, there's the one thing they're annoyed about from a sports standpoint, right? I don't mean from a real life standpoint, and this is a little bit separate from, you know, what's going on the day to day. But from a sports standpoint, there are things that, you know, just sort of hit you a different way. You know, there are college basketball fans out there. I'm sure John Mita Perrell, our old friend John Mita Perrell, was hit hard when the first day of the tournament, you know, did not go off. And all of us were, but he's a college basketball guy and he calls college basketball, so I'm sure that bothered him. Lou Maloney, I mean, the guy flipped out. I mean, Lou had a mental breakdown on the show, basically, when the Red Sox didn't open as they were scheduled to, and then Red Sox opening day. I mean, this loser, Maloney, showed up in a Red Sox uniform to play catch with Keefe at the station. You know how down in the dumps you have to be to show up in your old Red Sox uniform and play catch with Keefe? I mean, that should tell you all you need to know. So baseball affected him that way. And I'm sure there have been these sports events along the way. You know, Dale in the NHL playoffs. Obviously, Dale is down. If you guys heard Dale today, I mean, he took his anger out on poor Greg Hill during that crossover today. I mean, Dale's emotions about no NHL right now and his Bruins possibly not winning a Stanley Cup as one of the favorites. He took it out on Greg in one of the all-time throwdowns and crossover in a long, long time. And so everything hits you a different way. I understand that. And so I'm sure I'm one of the few, and there's probably, I'm not the only one. There are a handful of us out there that this one tomorrow hurts. This is the first Saturday in May. It's the run for the roses. It's the Kentucky Derby. And it should be run tomorrow at about 5:56, 5:57 Eastern time there at Churchill, depending on how long my old Kentucky home runs. And it's not going to run. And this one, like, this one bothers me. Like, and I'm trying to make it a big event here at our house tomorrow. I went to the store and got all this stuff to cook. Tomorrow I'm going to make this, you know, Keeneland bread pudding. I got all this barbecue stuff, and I'm trying to pretend. It's pretend. It's not the Kentucky Derby. It's a couple of versions of the Arkansas Derby. Oakland's going to run tomorrow, so they'll have the Arkansas Derby, and I'm going to try to pretend that's kind of the Kentucky Derby, and I'm going to dress up, and I'm going to make my kids dress up tomorrow because I'm a psycho and make it feel like it's the Kentucky Derby. But it's not going to be the same. And it's just a reminder that, you know, with this awful, awful virus that has just sucked the life out of the last, 60-some-odd, whatever it is now, not 60 days yet, 50 days, 51 days without sports, whatever it's been now in this country now, probably a little more, that's 60 days here in our country, it's affected us. It's sucking the life out of what we're doing here. And so I admit today that I'm sort of down because there's no Derby tomorrow, and I am missing the trip to Mohegan Sun and being down there with our buddy Zach, who runs the race book down there, and all our friends down there at Mohegan, and all my degenerates who want to go down there and bet the Derby and want to stick around and talk about, I hate this show at WEEI and what's going on with Kirk, and, you know, Jerry's an idiot, and all these things. Why is Glenn still, you know, yelling about Johnny Most? I don't know those things, but I like going to Mohegan Sun. I love going to Mohegan Sun for Derby Day. And so I admit, first Saturday in May is tomorrow. There will be no Kentucky Derby. There'll be the Arkansas Derby, and they'll run a couple of 3-year-old races there at Oaklawn, and there'll be a virtual Kentucky Derby that they're going to run this fake race tomorrow night, somewhere around 5:30 or so, and it's just sort of pretend. So it's selfish by me, but I'm looking for good news. I'm hoping that you folks can call in, tell me how your family is doing, that you guys are healthy, that things are going good, you're excited about something in your life or something in sports at 617-779-7937 and on Twitter at MuttMUTWEEI. It's a wellness check. I call it a wellness check, but it's more of a, I need a little pick-me-up today. I need a pick-me-up from the Mutt at Night audience that is still, you know, filing into work or listening at home on the WEEI app. I need some positive news here today. I need something. There are some positives in sports. I mean, it looks like PGA Tour is going to start a schedule. I know Ben Charleston, our producer, is the host of an unnamed golf podcast. Like, he would tell you that golf's going to get going here at some point, and
two events coming up. One with Tiger and Phil, and then there's another one with a DJ Rory, and I think that's the weekend before.
So Memorial Day weekend, we'll get Tiger and his crew, Tiger, Brady, Mickelson, Manning, and then what's the other one?
Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Wolf, and Rory McIlroy.
Where's Brooks Koepka, the best golfer of all time?
I do not know. I did not set this force him up, so I didn't have options.
Probably bench pressing somewhere. But you would so you would say from your stamp, like, so a positive for you would be golf is right around the corner, and you're not worried about a setback for golf.
No, not, and especially with so many states opening courses, and it's one of those sports where, yeah, you can social distance. Other than Massachusetts, every other state is open.
We'll get to that. I did not want to turn it into a full hour of that tonight, because we have an hour show. So golf's a positive there. I need more positive. 617-779-7937, the phone number, on Twitter at MuttMUTWEEI. Give me a positive. Give me something to get me out of this pall I've been in today, this gray cloud hanging over. And the sun came out this afternoon, and I should be in a good mood because, as Ben said, the state of New Hampshire, and I told you guys this 48 hours ago on this show, I said Chris Sununu would be the first one, or certainly not the first one, but he would beat Governor Baker to the punch when it came to golf. And he did today. New Hampshire addressed this new stay-at-home policy, the stay-at-home 2.0, where they are going to you know, relaunch a bunch of their businesses starting a week from Monday. And one of those is golf. And so maybe Mass will follow suit at some point after May 18th, but New Hampshire's going to beat them by a full week. And New Hampshire's doing it, you know, I think the way most states will probably do it. New Hampshire's not opening it up and saying, hey, come to our state, come welcome to 603 and golf all you want. They're opening it up to state residents only. So you got to be a New Hampshire resident to golf, or you got to be a member. So, for example, if you have a family member who's a member at, say, Amherst Country Club in southern New Hampshire, and they're from Mass, they can go golf. And I have no knock on this. Like, I tweeted this out today, and I guess this speaks to the mood everyone's sort of in. I retweeted Chris Sununu, our friend, the governor there in New Hampshire, and pointed out that golf is opening up, and you know, they beat Mass to the punch, and I'm sure Vermont will be very close because Vermont has had a really good run in terms of infection rates and deaths and hospitalizations. Like, Vermont's doing a very good job, and maybe it's because the way they are located geographically and not a lot of airports. I don't know, but Vermont's going to open up golf here pretty soon. And immediately what you get is, oh, it's for New Hampshire residents only, bury the lead. Oh, why not let everyone open? Well, because the safety of your residents in your state is also pretty important. Like, I'm not going to kill New Hampshire or Massachusetts, by the way. If Governor Baker comes out on May 18th and says, hey, beginning Wednesday, May 20th, golf course is open, but it's only Mass residents, I'm not going to bitch about that. And if he does it up in Maine, where we're told that the governor there, Governor Collins, what she did was you can only golf in your county. I can't complain about that. It's not about – I'm not one of these people that thinks we should be opening up everything right now, that we should go from 0 to 95 miles per hour when it comes to the reopening of the state, the region, the country. That's not it, okay? And I think most rational people understand it's not going to happen like that. But it's these little nuggets. Like, that's a carrot. Got to put the carrot in front of us. You know, what are we staying at home for? Like, this weekend, for example, okay, there's no Kentucky Derby. But, all right, so I can't get friends together. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow, 75 on Sunday, and I can't get people together, and you can't, and you shouldn't, by the way, and do any sort of derby party or get the kids together and get outside. We're supposed to be, you know, sitting in here in the state, and making sure we socially distance and not having big gatherings, not getting together because we're trying to flatten out this curve. So what are we doing it for? There should be little, you know, little milestones along the way. And whether it's golf, whether it's the parks, Chris Sununu is part of the reopening of New Hampshire, this stay-at-home 2.0. He's also going to open some of the parks up a week from Monday. The beaches will stay closed there on the seacoast, but they're going to open up some of the parks. And so it's these little things you're sort of trying to get to as residents staying home. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking to walk into some restaurant and be, you know, back-to-back with 20 other people or some bar or some brewery. That's not the end goal of this. The end goal, I think, is to try to reopen in an orderly fashion, in a smart fashion to get us back. And if you missed it earlier today, Mayor Walsh in Boston, a guy who I've not agreed with on basically anything, ever, I'm not sure, you know, made the point that he thinks that we'll be able to open up schools, even the city of Boston, you know, come September, because we're just smarter now. The masks outside, and Governor Baker addressed today, you know, it's a mandatory starting Wednesday, wearing a mask outside in retail spots and restaurants, etc. When you go to pick up your takeout or go to get your, you know, liquor store pickup or wherever, you've got to wear a mask, which, again, they said don't wear a mask. Now it's mandatory to wear a mask, so it's been a little inconsistent with this stuff. But I totally understand the idea that when you're outside, you got to sort of be protective of it. And so as we move forward with all this and we try to get to a point where we start to get back to normalcy, you need that sort of light at the end of the tunnel. And golf does that. And no derby this weekend, no derby party. So what are we doing this for? Hopefully doing it before you get to a point, as Mayor Walsh said, you get back to some, maybe school in September. Maybe it's live sporting events, I guess, could happen and hopefully will happen. And maybe with 50% capacity fans, maybe. 25% capacity fans, maybe. I mean, that's why we're doing it, right? To make sure that our healthcare system is not completely overloaded and making sure that, you know, we can get back to whatever the, and I hate this phrase, whatever the new normal is going to be. And the new normal this year is no Kentucky Derby tomorrow. And so I'm in a little mood. I'm hoping guys can pick me up with some positive notes from what you're looking forward to in sports. When eventually we get back to whatever we're going to get back to as the, again, terrible line, but the new normal. And what you, anything good in your life. A little pick-me-up as part of a wellness check at 617-779-7937 and on Twitter at Mutt, M-U-T-W-E-E-I. It's a short show tonight. We got Red Sox Classic coming up here at 7 o'clock. We'll explain that after a trending. And we'll get to your phone calls on a pick-me-up for me as the selfish radio host in Boston, in addition to the latest on the Patriots quarterback situation, where more and more people are saying dumb things like Andy Dalton should be the quarterback of the Patriots. We'll get to it all coming up with your calls at 617-779-7937 after a trending Mutt at Night, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
But if they're going to go the free agent quarterback route and they choose Dalton over Cam, it's utterly and totally indefensible. If they trade for Jacoby Brissett, I'll understand it. I'll understand Stidham. If the old comfortable, as Wilds would say, sweater that is Brian Hoyer makes them feel good. But if you're going to bring in someone new, a 30-plus-year-old quarterback whose previous team had gotten rid of him, and they choose Dalton, who hasn't been good since 2015, a year he had A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Tyler Eifert, over Cam Newton, then it's just totally indefensible and inexplicable.
Maybe it's the mood I'm in. Maybe it's the annoyance of no Kentucky Oaks today, no Kentucky Derby tomorrow, and beautiful weather and stuck inside and golf course is not open yet here in the state. Mutt at Night, WEEI. And this hour, of course, sponsored by Green Site Services, the COVID-19 building disinfecting and cleaning experts. Nick Wright is dead on, man. I mean, I listened to the cuts earlier today and going through some of the sound. He is an idiot. Nick Wright is not great when it comes to the Patriots. He nailed it. If they take Andy Dalton over the options they have, it is moronic. And he used the word indefensible. He is 1,000% right. Indefensible to think that Andy Dalton over Cam Newton, who I don't want, or Jared Stidham, even old reliables, he called them Brian Hoyer, makes better sense. Oh, it is such a bad call by the Patriots. And I don't think they're going to do it. You know, I'm thrilled with the idea that we're now 24 hours after the fact, and even more than that, away from Andy Dalton being cut, and there's not some huge buzz for it. The Patriots are interested. Patriots on the verge of signing him. Patriots restructuring this, that, and the other contract to sign Andy Dalton. That has not happened yet today, and I might have missed it, but there's no sort of buzz to bring back Andy Dalton here in New England or bring Andy Dalton here at all. So I'm comforted by that, and it just doesn't make any sense. Cam Newton makes more sense. Stidham makes more sense. Brian Hoyer makes more sense. Because Brian Hoyer is not going to start the entire year, and if you want to play the card that they're going to tank, you want to start Brian Hoyer to tank, and I know James Devlin today made the good call saying there's no way Belichick's going to tank, even that makes more sense than bringing in Andy Dalton. And I'm glad that people have sort of settled down on this. A few random talk shows on our station across the street are still sort of pumping the idea of Dalton makes sense. But overall, I mean, there are so many better options out there. And it starts with Jarrett Stidham. And it starts with trying to figure out what you're going to get to. And if you start Andy Dalton this year, you sign him and start him, the question is, what's the point? What is the point of bringing Andy Dalton in for a season and showcasing him? Because after a couple of years, he's 35 years old, he's gone. And so what have you accomplished as an organization? What have you accomplished as a team? Who the hell is your quarterback? When you sink or swim with Stidham, the motto of this show here when it comes to the young quarterback of the Patriots, you either know at the end of the year he's the guy or you know he's not. And that, to me, is a bigger deal than the record or the playoffs or the Super Bowl. They're not winning a Super Bowl this year. So what's the main goal? The main goal is figuring out what you have in Jarrett Stidham. Is he or isn't he the guy? That decides everything going forward. You're at this fork in the road. I think that's it. And you need to decide now, is it Stidham? Or is it going back into the draft? Or is it, we got $115 million, let's go spend. Let's go trade for a guy. Let's go get Nick Mullins in San Francisco. He's sitting behind Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our guy. Let's go force a trade somewhere else. Because there'll be some team or two or five that eventually decide their quarterback's not the guy. Maybe he ends up being Bill's guy here in New England. He can't be worse than Dalton. He just can't be. So I was shocked that I would sit here and agree with Nick Wright about a Patriots quarterbacking issue, but he makes a lot of sense. And I'm glad that a day later there's not this huge tidal wave of emotion and tidal wave of opinion of Andy Dalton's the guy here in New England. We'll add that into the conversation here as well at 617-779-7937. As mentioned, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, Red Sox Classics here on WEEI and across the great Shaw's and Star Markets, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network, Game 4 of the 2007 World Series. Red Sox and Rockies. Red Sox will close it out. The winning pitcher, John Lester, will join us as part of the broadcast here tonight, as will Josh Beckett, one of my all-time favorites. Unabashedly was a huge Josh Beckett fan for a bunch of reasons, but he will join us for a little bit as part of the pregame as well, as will Joe Castiglione. I know Peter's in Jamaica playing. He's next up on Mutt at Night, WEEI. What's going on, Peter?
About how you doing? I'm a golf instructor, so my lessons are cooked. I understand that. But a couple of years ago, I worked at a golf course. We did 100 kids a week at our golf course, okay?
Yeah, good point. My son went last year at the former Townsend Ridge. He loved golf camp, yes.
Right. It's not going to happen, Mutt, this summer. So you just take the golf camps, these soccer camps, baseball camps, overnight camps, day camps. What the hell are people going to do with their kids this summer? That's scaring the hell out of me, and I don't think too many people are bringing it up.
Well, Peter, I don't think they can open, right? I mean, whether it's sports camps,
what are the parents going to do with all these kids? I went to overnight camp in the summertime. You probably did too. I loved it, but I mean, there's a ton of kids, but just one golf course that I worked at. Okay,
yep,
100 kids a week, and that's at one golf course, and we took care of them from morning till afternoon. Their parents didn't have to worry about a thing. But, social distancing, you're not going to get that at any kind of...
Peter, the youth sports are a big one, right? Because my son will miss an entire year of Little League, and my other son will miss his second or first year of soccer, one of the the early soccer leagues. So the youth is a big thing. But for golf courses, which is a huge industry in our state, as you work there, how about golf tournaments, which are a huge part of the business for these golf courses? There's not mass tournaments this year.
Yeah.
You know who can open tournaments?
You know who can open? The country club can open. Private clubs can open. Public courses can't open.
Well, Peter, thanks for your call. Peter, thanks for your call. Right now, they can't. I mean, they under the state edict, they can't. And so the governor said that the golf courses are non-essential. You know, they can't open up. You know, in New Hampshire today, Governor Sununu, my friend Chris Sununu, the governor there, said that public and private can open up beginning on May 11th. And there'll be some major restrictions there. And my guess is unless something changes, like the tournament part of it doesn't exist. You can golf, and it's a good thing to get outside and golf for a little bit. It's a good thing for the mental psyche of many of the people in the states where golf is opening back up. A physical, you know, just to be able to get outside and get some fresh air and to get moving here. You read over and over again. I read again today about how, you know, how important that is to get outside and not stay inside during this pandemic. But the tournament side of it, if you're a golf course and, you know, anywhere in the state, a lot of your business is probably tournaments, whether it's corporate, whether it's these memorial tournaments, charity tournaments. Those can't happen. You know, you can't double up a foursome or four foursomes on a tee box and get out. It's just not going to happen. So even if golf opens up, it's not going to save golf here in New England. Like, there'll be a handful of courses here in the Bay State that close shop. Like, they'll either close up or have to sell because they can't do the normal business. They can't do the summer camps, as Peter just talked about in Jamaica Plain. They can't do tournaments or outings. Outings. It's not going to have the same impact on the bottom line of those golf courses. So it sucks. There's nothing you can do to make those happen. Like, you can't just all of a sudden say, okay, we need these outings. We need big company X to come in here and do their big golf tournament. It's just not, it's not feasible right now. And so the mom and pop golf courses that rely on that and have those two or three tournaments a year that pay for X amount of their budget for the season, those are going to be tough. And Peter said the country clubs can open up. Not right now, they can't. You know, public and private are closed here in Massachusetts. Like, you can't even get out to go do that. So maybe that'll change in the next couple weeks. I give Chris Sununu credit in the Granite State and Connecticut and Rhode Island. They've opened it back up. Not here in Massachusetts. That's not happening right now. John in Pennsylvania, get him before the break at 617-779-7937. Hi, John.
Oh, Mutt. Hey, I heard some good news from Francesa. He said that Saratoga is going to happen. I don't know if you saw that tweet.
Well, if he said that, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Hey, Mutt, I don't know. What do you think of the episode of Colin? I got the soundtrack going right now. What do you think?
John, thank you for the call. You can. It was a masterpiece. Some excellent. Fanned out there at the end. I couldn't hear quite what he was saying. I think he was asking about the Colin episode, which was excellent. No surprise there. But as for the Saratoga season, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of, you look at the parking lot up there when you go to Saratoga. There's a million people from Mass, New Hampshire, Vermont, and they just can't risk it. I heard Cuomo asked about it. Was it Wednesday? Asked about Saratoga opening, and you know, he said basically, unless they can open up all of the other events, and he mentioned the State Fair in particular, then how can you open Saratoga? And he's right with fans. Like, I am resigned to the fact as a huge horse racing fan that there'll be Saratoga this year, but there'll be no fans there. It'll be simulcast only, and you know, maybe people can still travel into the city because they rely big time on that city. And by the way, they're not the only city. Like, I was reading again the different phases today on the vacation setup there in Maine. It is very likely that many renters in Maine who have for years, if not decades, rented out their homes there in that state, you know, whether it's Wells Beach, Drake's Island, York Beach, wherever they're in southern Maine, renting out their homes and making their mortgage payments off those rentals, that's probably not going to happen. And so that's a huge hit for that place as well. Any place that's a destination vacation spot here in the Northeast is probably going to struggle in the summer of 2020. And again, I'm saying this on May 1st, and April sucked and March sucks. Maybe May will be better, and we'll get some better news here. But just based on what we know now about COVID-19, how it's transmitted, what we're trying to do here in terms of keeping the death rate down, hospitalizations down, not overwhelm different hospital areas. It's going to be awfully tough. And if you're a renter, like I don't know if I was renting my house out, would I do that this year, knowing that I'm not sure where people are coming in from? If they're coming from New York or Mass or wherever, would I rent my house? If I had a house in Southern Maine, nice house there, in Kennebunk, right? Am I gonna rent it out this year to renters from who knows where? I'm not sure I would. And it's not just Saratoga; it's everywhere here in the Northeast. So it's a weird spot to be in, but it's the reality of where we are now in the coronavirus pandemic, that 2020, whether it's March, which is not good, April, which is worse, and now into May, it's going to be a weird year. 617-779-7937, the phone number. Wait for it. The new normal. Oh, boy, do I love that phrase. What a great, refreshing, original phrase. Oh, it's just so perfect. The new, can't hear that. The new normal, can't hear that enough. We'll get you a break. We'll come back. There is no Kentucky Derby tomorrow. There is a virtual Kentucky Derby that they're going to run on NBC tomorrow night, and you can bet on it, not at the reputable sites, but at some of these sports betting websites that some of you folks are on. You can bet on the virtual Kentucky Derby, and I think I have the winner. I'm bad enough for the real horses. Let's try to get a virtual winner. We'll tell you about that next in Red Sox Classic, 7 o'clock here on WEEI.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right back to Mud at Night on WEEI.
It should be Derby Day. It's Oaks Day. It should be Derby Day tomorrow. Mud at Night, WEEI. Final couple minutes here on your Friday. Get you set for Red Sox Classics here. Top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll have John Lester and Josh Beckett as part of the pregame show here tonight across the Shaw's and Star Markets. WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network. I'm going to give you how about this, Ben? Like a little Chris Schein mini segment. So Schein gives like terrible picks in Europe, Russian soccer now and table tennis. I'm going to give a real and a virtual horse racing pick for tomorrow. Ben, I'll ask you, do you want the real pick or do you want the virtual pick first?
Let's go virtual first.
All right, virtual pick. So they're running a virtual Kentucky Derby tomorrow on NBC among all the Triple Crown winners that have ever won the Triple Crown before. So they put all the Triple Crown winners in a virtual Kentucky Derby. And as I was handicapping this race today, because I'm a loser, there is so much speed between Secretariat and American Pharoah and Justify. It is loaded for speed. I wanted a closer. We're going to bet Whirl Away, who's the sixth horse, I believe, is the in the virtual derby at 4-1. Now, the second choice, not great odds, but is a monster closer. rallied from far back to win the Kentucky Derby in 1941, Ben, was the 41 Derby winner. Record time at that point, 2 minutes, 1 second, and 2/5 for the mile and a quarter. Came back, won the Preakness, then won the Belmont. Won 13-20 starts that year. We're betting Whirlaway at 4-1, the Virtual Derby, and tomorrow is part of the Split Arkansas Derby. My Derby horse was Gouverneur Morris. He's running tomorrow in the Arkansas Derby. Race 11 at Oaklawn Park at 6:30 Eastern Time. He is 9-2 on the morning line. We're betting him tomorrow. So Gouverneur Morris in the Arkansas Derby. We're betting Whirlaway in the Virtual Kentucky Derby. My sons are dancing right now. What do you want? What do you want to say, Bennett? Nothing. Carter, anything to the people? Also nervous. Okay, they both want to come on the air. Now they're nervous. Red Sox Classic coming up here. I'm not going to ask you a question right now. We'll ask you next week. Our Red Sox Classic coming up here. Good job, Ben Charles. We'll talk to John Lester and Josh Beckett coming up next. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.